Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The future, and here's the thing, there's only one underwear brand for kings, and you know who it is, cause you know it's a fact. Last name Weldon, first name Mac, Mac Weldon. Everybody loves the feel, put it onto your body and you know it's real. Got that quality design and the ease of shopping. Mac Weldon, good experience, not stopping. I wear it every chance that I get. It keeps my body from getting too wet, except when I want my body wet, cause that's how my body sometimes wants to get. I'll wear this underwear whenever I can. I schedule my life around it, I make a plan. If you order it and don't like your first pair, they will refund you. It's not even fair. They have a line of silver underwear in two, naturally antimicrobial for you. Getting rid of the odor, you know, sir, and you know they'll take it further. For 20% off your first order, visit MacWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout to get Mac Weldon, the underwear of kings and queens. Get it.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Door. Come on in.
Come on in. Have a seat. This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is.
Okay. Hold on.
That one is Zach Reno.
And that one's Jess McKenna.
And we got Brett Morris, engineer Brett, but also Brett on the fret, on the guitar.
We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got producer Dana Wickens, also on the drums. We got Wicks on the sticks.
Still in the laser cube.
Just like we like her.
Seen but not heard outside of the earphones.
Yeah.
Oh. Dana should be heard but not heard unless you're wearing headphones. Is that old saying?
That old saying. You know, it's on many a pillow.
Karate Bird's here. Male person Stacy's here. All of the people and non-people from Off Book that you know and love are here. The table no longer has signatures
on
it.
This is honestly, who knew this would throw Zach and I for such a loop? But if you've ever seen a photo of inside the studio, there is a table that is autographed and doodled from years and years and years of Earwolf folks.
Since time in memoriam, I believe it was auctioned off to charity, which is very good.
That part is very good. This new table, though, is making me feel a little unmoored.
The new table is...
There aren't all my doodles. I can't go, look, that's the pumpkin I drew at Halloween time.
Yes.
Where's my little son with sunglasses?
Here's the 5 million signatures of Paul F. Tompkins everywhere.
But you know what's making me feel so moored? So grounded to the earth?
The rock in the room bringing us all together.
Yes.
Yes, I do. We have an incredible guest today. That was what we were going for. Yeah?
Exactly, and I loved it. You know her from American Princess and the upcoming The Righteous Gemstones.
Please welcome Mary Hollison Bowden.
Boy, oh boy.
Guys, I'm such a huge
huge fan. And I know, like, we're in Hollywood and I'm not supposed to say that because nobody's supposed to be a fan of anybody. Like, totally, like, lower your status.
Here's the thing, though.
Huge fan of all of you.
You're allowed to be huge fans of, and I'm speaking more for myself, Jessica, of, like, people that don't deserve it. So thank you.
No, okay. Don't do that.
Do you find that in Hollywood, though? Like, you're like, I'm from Arkansas, so it's like, you tell, you know, you explore adoration. You just go ahead and...
You just say it.
Yeah, you say it. But do you find that you have to, like, pull that back in if you're at a party? It's like, oh, I have to be, like, I have to status.
Gosh, what a great cue.
I went to Montessori school. I'm pretty outgoing with my... With my love and affection.
I love that.
I'm pretty unwithholding.
Because of Montessori school.
The thing that I think is weird is to give a compliment on something that you've watched because you have to, like, bring up something that's not present.
Yeah.
If it's like, I just saw you come off stage.
Yes.
Or it's a live performance, I think that compliment is so easy.
Yes.
But there's something a little intimate about being like, I watched that thing and you were very good.
Yes.
I do it if I feel like comfortable enough with the person.
Yes.
Because I don't want to hold compliments.
Yeah.
What a waste.
Yeah. Like I did. It was the first thing I did.
One life to live.
It was the first thing I did to you when I saw you this morning.
I know you did.
You're great on it. But I think you're right. I think there are probably if you are in a situation, I think, where you are like, you know you're going to be talking with this person for a while. It's a social gathering. That's fine.
Right.
It's not, but I wouldn't like walk up to a table of you having dinner and do that because that's like a different kind of interruption.
Right. There's that like anecdote of like Paul McCartney talks about, if someone is talking to him and he's like chatting at a bar and then they're like, also, I mean, the Beatles are the greatest band of all time. He's like, okay. He's like, then there's a wall there because it's hard for him to be friends with a fan, even though literally every person in the world is a fan of him. So he has to at some point bring that wall down. I mean,
I just didn't want you guys to feel othered by my compliments.
No, and I truly... No one please make the leap that I'm comparing myself to Paul McCartney. I'm just saying like for me, I would be the fan to like people who are, if they're like not in my social circle at all, then that compliment is freewheeling.
Yeah.
That the weirdest area is that like acquaintance zone.
Yes.
Of people who maybe I've worked with once or I've like seen them around. And that feels like an intimacy step where I'm like, which direction am I going?
Right.
Am I furthering us as friends or am I like solidifying myself as a fan?
Yes, as somebody who has to stay over here. And down.
You got to be chill, I think. You got to be like, you know what? That show was great. You're really good
on
that.
Thank you so much for this.
Yeah.
It's really helping out. It's not always like a rudeness from people. It's actually like a respect.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm going to meet you on an equal
Are you
level.
Good at taking compliments?
I'm really not.
See,
I'm,
I think like, that's part of it is
I
like,
go through the back door. Like yeah. I'm if somebody starts to compliment me, I'm like,
so I think that's part of it is like, oh, you're a little bit, even though a compliment is nice, it's a little bit putting someone on the spot to be like, oh boy, these are hard to navigate.
Yeah.
We just all need to be better at taking them. And then I think this wouldn't be a social
I think that maybe is true. But I get it. It's hard to, if someone's like, hey, you're great. It's like, it feels weird to be like, just say thank you.
Yes.
Is always the easy out.
Yes.
Right.
But it does feel sometimes weird to say thank you because basically you're saying like that thing that you said. Yeah.
Okay. What about this one?
Okay.
When people say, hey, I saw you on that.
Hey, that's the worst.
What an absolute worst thing to say. You're like, and?
Hey, I saw you on that show.
Okay.
I have no further comment, but I did see you.
Horrifying. And then sometimes when I say thank you to that, I'm like, oh gosh, you actually didn't say anything.
No.
That I should thank you for yet. It's
no, it's
so
the
confusing.
Equivalent of my mom. Oh.
We go now to a small office. It's like a little cabin in the woods, and it's a writing retreat. And it's a beautiful little cabin. There's ivy growing up the shingles outside, and inside some writers are really trying to crack the next edition of an Emily Post-style manners book.
How does it go?
What do you say?
What is correct? When
right.
you meet somebody.
Go ahead and think on it a little longer. Don't shout out the first thing on your mind.
Manners matter, yes. or should I quit?
I don't know if you're pregnant, and I don't know if you've just gained some weight. I got problems like that too. I do.
Manners matter, yes. Manners matter, yes. Manners matter, yes. It's how do you show someone else respect?
And it's like we got the normal fork and the small.
Thank you for having us over. What a lovely brunch.
Carol, you're home. I know you just moved in, but it feels like a home.
It's so well appointed. Am I using that right? It's so well appointed.
I think that's correct.
You appointed your home.
Carol, Sally, thanks so much.
You know what? It's what I had to say. Otherwise, it was going to drive me wild.
To not say it out loud.
Yeah, and what is that? Do I smell? Are you making a frittata?
Yes.
Is there cinnamon in it? A fun brunch cinnamon frittata.
Wow.
Can you say cinnamon?
What?
Cinnamon.
Can you say it?
I don't.
Well, I was wondering about that.
Oh, right. Are we allowed to say cinnamon?
I don't know.
I think, is it okay to name a spice that you think you smell? Because did she want to do a big reveal that there was cinnamon?
Yes, and also is it, it could be something else. And then you've just called it cinnamon and now I'm embarrassed.
Right.
I'm not saying that that's what's happening to me currently, Sally. I'm just saying that we have to be careful.
It could. Sure. You know what? I love this moment because it's teachable.
A teachable moment.
That's what I'm finding day in and day out, is that actually I can't go 4 seconds without a teachable moment.
Carol, you read so many books.
Carol.
Sally?
And me, Sally. I think what I love about this friend group so much is just how we're free to teach each other all these moments.
Right.
And we're all the student. We're
never
all the
afraid
teacher.
To like just pull over and
hold on a second.
Hold on.
Was this a moment?
Yeah.
It's like, let me just pull the car to the side of the road. Let me just stop and get the temperature of the things that just exploded out of your mouth. Because I'm not sure, but I know this. I think that was a teachable moment.
'Cause seconds pass and minutes tick away, and you don't wanna look back and question what you did at the end of the day. So you have to seize it when it's in front of your eyes. It's how we all grow and how we get wise. It was a teachable moment.
Week and call each other out and make each other better.
Yes,
Sally, you have amazing ideas.
Thank you.
I can't believe what you just said. And as soon as you
like that, Sally. And you're not decisive, Sally.
Sure.
And then you say whatever's on your mind.
Okay. Thank you for that teachable moment.
Teachable moment.
I've got one.
Okay.
Carol.
Which one?
The one that I'm looking at.
Thank
sure.
you.
It's me. Yeah. Carol B.
Sometimes I get overlooked.
Carol, you came over and said, when I got a new pet and it was swimming in the pool outside, you said, that's a nice guinea pig. And it's not actually a guinea pig, it's a capybara, which I know looks like a guinea pig, but it's much, 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 much bigger.
I'm so sorry, I'm such an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot.
Sometimes I get stalled and I don't know what to say, so I say the wrong thing anyway.
I'm just saying, if you don't, like, it was clear.
Take it back.
Well, I like how sometimes teachable moments are about manners, but I also like when teachable moments are about mammals.
Sometimes it's mammals.
Sometimes it's manners. Sometimes it's mammals. Sometimes it's manners. Sometimes it's manners. Sometimes it's mammals.
It's always
teachable.
Honestly, I'm just dying for a chance to talk about my capybara.
And we honestly love it.
Do you like the frittata?
Oh, yes. Yes. Is it cinnamon? Can we ask it?
It is.
It was?
Yay!
Mom, while you were gone, the capybara got into some mischief.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was the capybara got into some mischief. Look at this thing! Mom!
Timmy.
Mom!
Timmy.
What?
What specifically did the... Because last week, the mischief that the capybara got into was it watched Skinamax for a long time.
That was the capybara! I told you this!
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know that the capybara likes to watch TV. I know it likes to swim in the water.
It's it coughing.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to do Heimlich real quick. Okay, well, it seems like the capybara did eat the remote from your old Wii U.
Yeah, I told you. It's getting into some mischief.
Are you sure you didn't feed it the Wii U because you want a Nintendo Switch?
Oh, Mom.
Because you've been talking about how you want a Nintendo Switch. All of a sudden, the perfectly good Wii U you
hey,
have.
Hey, it's Uncle Jeff.
Hey, Uncle Jeff.
Jeff, you see my new capybara?
That's my favorite guinea pig.
Oh, Jeff. Jeffrey.
Yes.
Jeffrey, you know,
yo.
I love you. You're my brother. But Jeff,
I'd really prefer if you called me uncle.
Well, you're not my uncle. You're my son's uncle.
And I love him. Uncle Jeff. Uncle Jeff.
But see, this is what you always do. You diminish my respect in front of your son.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, and that's poor modeling, Mom, because now I'm like, oh, is Uncle Jeff some sort of joke?
Don't you try to pass the buck away. I know that you fed the Wii U to the capybara because you want Nintendo Switch.
You're always trying to correct me. You're always trying to correct me.
I'm not going to do it.
Always trying to correct me.
Want to.
On the coffee bar. And I don't even know what that is. It looks like a guinea pig.
Hey, Uncle Jeff, could you do me a favor and get off your hoverboard for a second?
I fucking love this thing.
And I love it too.
We all love it.
This thing has made me 15 years younger.
Dude, and I freaking love it. It's just making me a little dizzy to track your eye contact.
Hoverboard.
You're really sticking with it, huh? They kind of came and went. They had a moment and you just kept riding one.
Nah.
Mom, listen. A Nintendo Switch will be way better. It's not like I'm asking for a tablet and I could play it when we go on long car trips or plane flights.
Listen, it's a wonderful console. Sorry, hold on. I'm going to have to put a pin in this.
Sure.
What is it with the hoverboard, Jeff? What is it with the hoverboard? I really gotta ask because I'm not sure. What is it with the hoverboard?
I can get on this thing and fly like nobody else can within my eyesight. This thing is my transport since I got that DUI.
Okay, well, I don't wanna be a well actually, but technically,
doesn't fly. It's just got two wheels and you stand on it, and it only sort of works on flat surfaces.
What is it with the
taking this hoverboard.
Oh, God.
I'm going out.
Be safe. Call me if you're staying out past nine.
I'll text you, Mom. Like, I'm not going to call you.
Call me. I want to
talk to
you.
If I call you, you'll, like, talk to me.
That's the point.
Just shut the door in her face.
Yeah.
Don't tell myself. Well, he did it. He did it. I hope you're happy.
Door slam.
That's the sort of influence you're.
Sorry, that was a bit too harsh. Just let me text you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Carol, what's the matter?
I don't know. I just can't. I mean, do you think it's, like, good that he left before I woke up?
No.
But.
Well, okay. Hold on.
I'm Tinder.
Carol. That was my instinct was to say no, but I bet there's a lot of good reasons that might have happened.
Yeah, he's busy with work. You know, he works. Not a lot of men work anymore. Not a lot of men have ambition anymore.
Yes. Maybe.
Maybe he's a firefighter and got called to fire to fire. Is he a firefighter?
Could be. We didn't really get there.
Well, you said he has a job.
I know, but the chemistry was so hot I didn't ask what the job was.
Oh, sure. I understand. Sometimes a man is so hot that he's talking what it's like. I just can't stop looking at your hot mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hot mouth.
Very hot.
He could be a firefighter.
Sure.
I'm just concerned that he left before I woke up. Did I sleep with him too fast?
Oh, well, do you think you slept with him too fast?
Yes.
Oh, well then, maybe for you, yes, but objectively, no. I mean,
so open-minded.
There's no best time. It's just what's right for you. And maybe he's some kind of person that leaving early in the morning's just what they do. Maybe he's got an early job. We're not quite sure what his job is. Maybe he had to go to the very early preschool to pick up his kids.
Hey guys, can I ask your advice?
Yeah, sure.
So I met this incredible woman.
Yeah.
And we went on a date.
Okay.
And the chemistry was so hot. It started to feel like fate.
She had a hot mouth.
Honestly, she had a hot everything.
Whoa.
There wasn't a single thing that wasn't hot. I mean, it was firing. But I left early at the break of dawn.
Dude, to tell her what you do.
No, I didn't want to. I wanted to ask her more about herself. But then when I started leaving, I thought, Brian, leave a note. But then I couldn't find a pen.
Or
and
away from her hot mouth.
I get it.
But
sometimes a night is crazy and fun, but when someone's super hot, it's like staring at the sun.
Hell yeah, David.
Hey, Carol.
Yeah?
I get why you're upset, but there's a very good reason, 'cause he was super hot, so I bet it's fine.
Yeah.
You should just text him now.
Okay. I think I have his number. I just don't think I got his name plugged in, but I do know his name.
Okay.
It's Roger. Brian. Well, oh God, I can't remember.
Hey, just say, hey you. I want to hear you say your name, and then he'll say it. That's a trick that I picked up.
Hey you, it's me, Carol, and I know you left super early.
Ding, ding, oh look, I got a text from a number I don't.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is wild. She totally guessed all the things about me. I'm telling you, dudes, it's like destiny.
So connected.
I didn't leave too soon, even though it was the break of dawn. I can make it right with her.
He's made it right with me.
Even though there were so many things.
He didn't wait to text me back.
I did wrong. Wait, what should I text her? Just tight or like sick or... should I just like what she texted me?
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding. He just texted sick.
Where will this budding relationship lead?
Where is Timmy going on a hoverboard? What will Sally do with her brother? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Manners Etiquette Adventure!
The musical!
Don't you love the sound of that music in your ears? Well, you can make it sound even better, because everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. This company was co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Brandy. Oh man, so many people. They're all obsessed with it. Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds are so comfortable and so easy to take anywhere. Unlike other wireless earbuds, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems. That means dangling wires or stems. I said it weird. They didn't write it weird, but the wires don't dongle, and there's no stems. And they look great. But they don't just look great, they sound great too. Recon offers wireless earbuds for everybody in a fun range of colors at an unbeatable price. Man, I've got some on the way for me right now, and I'm just so very, very excited. But honestly, the style, so stylish. The dongling? No dongling. The wires? No wires. You're gonna love them. Go to buyraycon.com/offbook to get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/offbook for 15% off wireless earbuds. And if you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. That's buyraycon, that's RAYCON.com/offbook.
Welcome back. When we last left Parodius characters, they were dealing with manners and the right thing to do, just like all of us. Find out what happens to them on the second half of Manners, Etiquette, Adventure.
Looks like a child took a tumble off of a hoverboard and fell down under the bridge by the river.
Ow!
He's fine.
Ow!
Yo, he belongs to me. It's his first time out on the hoverboard.
Ow!
I'm Uncle Jeff.
Ow!
Timmy, get up. You're embarrassing me. Timmy, stop being such a baby.
It really hurts.
Jeff, as a river man, I did not expect you to sort of bring someone so whiny down here under the river. Normally, you're cooler than that.
He's just learning, man.
Uncle
it's
Jeff, you're
fun.
A river man?
No, I'm a river man.
Oh.
No, look at me. I'm a river man.
Oh.
That's not a river man. That's a hoverboard
Don't
man.
Don't stare into his eyes.
Whoa.
The river will take you away.
Whoa. Ugh, this is... Uncle Jeff, this is a little more than I thought I was going to... More than I bargained for. First
Listen
of all,
here.
If you fall off a hoverboard where they, like, slip out and you fully fall back, like, backwards, it really hurts. I feel like I bruised my tailbone.
Especially if you roll down a hill under a bridge by the river after
also,
that.
Okay, we're going to dip your head in the water.
No!
And
Uncle
we're
Jeff.
Never going to tell your mother about
just gonna this. Just going to dip it. We're not going to dunk it.
Well, okay.
This is a riverman baptism... You're hanging with the big boys now.
You're hanging with the big boys now.
And this is a baptism, a river baptism.
You're hanging with the big boys now.
Fall off your hoverboard, fall off your boat. You fall off your bike, you do a river baptism.
Well, I'm a river man. I'm down here with a river plan. I've got goals, river, and I'm gonna make every one of them come true. Get with them. The only way to do it is with a baptism.
Baptism, what's your name again, son?
Timmy?
Timmy.
Timmy.
That's good, you're not concussed.
Okay, yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two fingers and a fork.
Yeah, that's a river
good,
band.
Good job spotting the fork.
I'm playing with the big boy.
Boy.
To be a river boy, or hoverboard man, and then a river man. Jimmy, is this right for you? please. But there's no way I'm gonna get with this plan. It goes on for days, and it's complicated and convoluted and leads to an end that I don't like. So I'm gonna walk away. Yeah, I'm gonna take a hike. I don't wanna play with the big boys now. You can hang with the big boys now.
We lost one.
Man, it is so crushing to really admire an adult only to realize they do not have their life together.
Driving the bus, sitting at the bus stop, loving my job as a bus driver.
Oh, honey, what did you do to your head?
Oh, I fell on a hoverboard and then I almost got a river baptism.
Oh, my goodness.
Not like a, and I went down in the river to pray moment, more like I was going to get just dipped in water and turned into a river boy.
Who touched you?
No one. I just fell off a hoverboard. Okay. Someone was about to dip my head and I thought, this is not for me. So now I guess I'm going to get on this bus. Are you waiting for this bus?
You betcha.
Well, I like buses, I guess.
Do you like sandwiches?
Yeah, I do like sandwiches.
Do you like sandwiches on the bus?
Wait. Why are you guys being so nice?
This is a nice bus.
This is a nice bus for nice people, and you seem like a nice person.
Gosh, I hope so. I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little mischievous. I try to get better electronics, and then I blame it on my mom's campy bra.
I've got to get something to get that blood up.
Oh, thanks. Oh, wow, what a big purse. You have a lot in there.
Spare underwear on the back of your head.
Ooh, okay, thanks. I guess hold down, stop the bleeding.
Where to?
Oh, it's like I get to ask.
On this bus, sure.
Yes.
Which one of you is the driver? Or are you both passengers?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Yes, it's a very nice bus. It seems like a very nice bus.
It's a nice bus, bus.
Yes, it's a very nice bus.
And you're definitely not concussed.
That's what I was thinking. It's a very nice bus. 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 And I'm definitely.
Kid, you fell asleep in the river.
Oh, man, I almost drowned, I guess.
You blacked out and you walked up the river. A river man doesn't fall asleep in the river.
No.
All right, yeah, thanks for saving me, but I'm going to get out of here.
Oh, sure. Well, let's here, leave you by this bus stop up here.
Oh, there was a bus stop the whole time.
Yeah, no, you went up to the bus stop, blacked out, rolled back down to the river, and then we had to pick you, your uncle and I had to pick you up.
Yeah, I am kind of...
I've been going to the gym.
Thanks.
Look how strong he is. That's part of becoming going from a hoverboard man to a river man.
Yeah, no.
You gotta get your pecs in order.
I understand. You've made your pitch and I'm saying no thank you.
Oh, no, that was clear. You blacked out pretty early on. Anyway,
thank you, though.
Back up the hill.
Hey, best of luck with you being a river man and you being a hoverboard man. Yeah. I wish you all the best.
Oh,
it's just
wow.
Not for me. All right. Boy, I wish there really was. Oh, there is a bus. Hello. Is this a very...
Why are you being so weird?
Well,
this
I just
is a bus. Do you have, like, 50 cents?
No, I was just wondering if this is a...
Sit down!
I'm just wondering... Is this a very nice bus? Very nice bus. Very nice. But no, it's not a nice bus.
I mean, it's a, yeah, I think
of it as a... Don't touch my sandwich.
I think of it as a nice bus. Don't take that woman's sandwich.
I wasn't sorry.
Why are you searching through her big bag?
Sorry, I was looking for spare underwear. That sounds weird.
Yeah, sit in the... Hey, kid, you can ride the...
Yeah, somebody call the cops.
Are you okay?
No, I am. I was just slightly...
Got to get a car.
I was slightly... concussed, and I was on a different version of this, and it was a very nice bus.
You're bleeding. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I wanted the spare underwear.
That's no excuse.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Bleeding. This is part of new manners. Bleeding is no excuse for bad behavior.
This is the problem with people. I really think that you're okay with the homeless, too, right?
What? What is that?
I mean, you start helping them, and then they just
this
keep coming
on. This is not a very nice bus.
No.
I gotta get off this very not nice bus.
This is a real world bus.
This is a real world and jaded bus.
I'm looking for... A very nice bus, very nice bus, very nice bus.
You're dreaming.
That I trust will be a very nice bus, very nice bus, very nice bus. So goodbye from this, your jaded bus.
You're not, okay, so you don't want to ride on the bus.
No, I'm going to get off and just walk. I think I need to clear my head.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Oh. Doop-a-doop. Oh, fire station. Maybe they have some bandages, probably. Gosh, there's no like doorbell, and yeah. I don't want to cause an alarm.
I'm gonna climb up the pole. Why no, we're always sliding
you
down
sick,
it. I'm gonna climb up
sick,
the pole.
Sick, sick.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, David.
Did you text that girl?
Yeah, I texted her sick. Get y'all on that pole.
Man, we're always going down this pole.
Into this firehouse.
Oh, there's someone here to see you. That's why I was asking. Did you text this girl? Because there's a girl here to see you.
Hi.
Woman, I'm sorry.
Hi.
You're real cool.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, can I get a Band-Aid?
Oh, there's a kid here, too.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I think I'm a little concussed, and I'd love a bandage for the back of my head.
I'm
going
to deal with you.
Sweetheart.
You come over here. They're sort of having a moment.
Oh, gosh. I keep just interrupting things that matter for other people today. And it's like, I feel like I have bad manners, but some of it feels like an accident.
No, I think what you're doing right now is like a proper time for you to sort of take focus because you are bleeding out your head. So I'm going to check. Can you follow my finger real quick?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But on a jaded bus, they told me that in new manners, bleeding is no excuse for stealing spare underwear, which actually does still track.
Oh,
I should have asked.
You better take care of this child.
Wow, what beautiful instincts and such a calming voice.
Brian.
Carol.
I just wanted to bring you these muffins.
Wait, what kind of muffins are they?
They're cinnamon.
Blueberry?
What a complimentary but yet slightly surprising spice.
Yeah. Like I would never. I was eavesdropping. I would never think of it. But God, I'm going to take this bleeding child away. I'm going to just take this bleeding child. Come on, we got this.
It is so nice to see you at work. I mean, you and that other guy are real firemen, real heroes.
Well, you know, we do our job.
I'm not a hero.
You know, when you left before dawn, I didn't know if you liked me.
I know. I really regret that because I was like, this is definitely going to be a confusing signal. But I'm also a day trader, so I have to get up when the market opens on the East Coast. And then Wednesdays I do swing by the homeless shelter to serve soup.
Hey, kid, I want you to look at what's going on over there.
Uh-huh.
Because this, it's like two suns staring at each other.
Yeah.
They're not listening to a single thing
is
saying.
My face is so hot.
My face is so hot. Oh my gosh.
This is chemistry. We should all be so lucky.
Is on fire, looking at your face.
On fire.
Looking at your face.
On fire.
And your mouth. It's moving very fast, but it looks like you're a nice guy.
How can I ever get to know you? When as soon as you talk, I don't know what to do.
I can't take these bandages.
I can't listen to a word that you speak. It's not bad manners. I mean, I'm trying to reach, but it's like staring at a sun. Was the only one.
Kid, I'm gonna take these bandages and wrap them tight here, no surprise.
Thanks.
But now I need you to help me take these bandages and cover both of their eyes, because if they're gonna have a shot at making this relationship work for real, we've gotta let them get to know each other without such chemistry zeal.
It's like staring at the sun. Good idea. Staring at the sun.
I'll do my friend and you do the lady. It'd be insanely creepy for me to do it to the lady. But you're a child, so it's okay. Now! Hey, this is my gift to you.
Darkness.
The gift of really listening and not being blinded by two, can I just say, the most objectively beautiful human beings the world has ever seen.
David has such good manners.
I know. I mean, he really laid out his intention so clear.
Okay, the kid just is lying down now. I'm gonna pick him up and
thank
sort of
you. And now I'm not staring.
at the sun.
Right.
I'm not staring at the sun. I can listen to your words,
but not see what we're gonna do.
I can finally.
I just knew that you'd like it. It's kind of my secret.
And thank you for sharing it with me.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Can I go down that pole?
You can go down that pole, but I can't watch, 'cause if I watch you go down that pole, I won't be able to talk. So you can go down that pole, and it will be so definitely hot, but I won't watch, 'cause that's your heart that I've got.
The sun is setting in the sexiest way. It's a vision we'll never be forgetting. And if this young boy could see this, but he can't 'cause he's blacked out, it'd be a formative puberty memory for him, no doubt. It's okay, drink this water.
Ow! What a rush.
What?
Oh, you just missed it.
Good, kind of. Good, yeah. Good, kind of.
You know where you are?
A nice bus.
Ooh, oh, boy.
Here, a river?
Keep drinking this juice. No.
Oh.
You're in a fire department.
Wait, I don't know. Oh, right. Right, the two people who are in love who are the most objectively beautiful people I've ever seen.
Yeah, you just missed one of them sliding down a pole.
Honestly, I think that would have been too much for me to handle.
It definitely would have. As a grown man, it was almost too much for me to handle.
It was too much for me to handle, which is why I kept this bandage over my eyes.
I'm going to need it. The bandage.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna follow up on that, but I think...
She hurt her legs on the squeak of the pole.
Oh, got it. That's all right.
Yeah. Thank you, David, for helping us really get to know each other.
Hey, no problem. But I am now kind of severely worried about this kid, so I'm going to sort of push my focus over here for a second.
Such good manners, dude.
Hey, but honestly, I got these two gift certificates to the Cheesecake Factory that I'm never going to use. Their menu is expansive and totally overwhelms me. So here's $100. Have fun, kids.
David.
That is so nice.
Kind. These are the new manners I'm here for. Yeah.
Hey, kid, can I see your phone?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to call your mom real quick.
Oh, no, don't call her.
Okay. Your dad, then?
No. Just, I told her I wasn't going to call her. So if the phone rings, she's going to be super scared that something's wrong with me.
Gotcha.
Can you just text her?
Text her, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You can use a GIF or a Bitmoji if you need to, like, amp up the communication.
Okay. Come pick me up. Dancing bear at fire department.
Kiss emoji.
Kiss emoji.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't do that.
Well, you do now.
Well,
love
I
love you.
No, come
love
on.
Your, Timmy?
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Okay, so you're saying it would be...
It's going to be weird for her.
Do you love your mom?
Of course, but I don't send her a kissy emoji. Well,
what do you... Yeah, you're right. That would be weird. It's weird to plant big smooches on your mom. How about the red heart?
Fine.
Okay. How about the hard eyes after the red?
No, no, no.
Ding, ding. What? Timmy. Text from Timmy. Red heart.
Did you text Dancing my mom? Bear. She's in my phone as Sally Mom. Or did you text Carol B?
No, I text Carol B.
No, that's this woman standing next to us.
Oh.
What is going on?
Oh, sorry. I texted you. I meant to text his mom. Hold on.
You know what? A lot of adults have been telling me what to do all day. No, stop. Give me my phone.
a lot of adults have been telling me what to do all day.
Yeah.
And I'm about to be an adult in 5 years.
Okay, but you're also concussed. So that's part of the reason adults have been telling you what to do.
I'm going to walk home.
No, you're not.
I'm walking home.
You're definitely
fine,
not.
Fine, follow me in a car. I'm like walking home.
I'm not going to follow you. I'll follow you, but the only car we have here is a fire truck, so.
Fine, do whatever. I need to do this. I need to make it right with my mom, not some texter who's going to accidentally text this really beautiful lady standing next to me.
Well, I don't know why her number is in your phone. Oh, you know her. Carol B. Oh, one of your mom's friends.
Yeah.
Carol, can you text this person's mom?
No, stop texting other adults. Just let me handle this.
Okay.
Adamant that you were going to text and not call, and this is part of the problem. Everybody wants to text. They don't want to call.
If we had called, she would have, you know what? We'll follow you, but we are going to take the fire truck.
Fine.
Okay.
I said fine to that already. Jeez.
Drink this juice, please.
Fine. Only because it's good.
Oh, what do we have here? Sort of river parade?
Meow, meow, meow.
You could turn the sirens off. Meow, this isn't an emergency.
Ooh, big old flashy truck coming by my river bridge.
Hey, that's little Timmy.
Hey, Uncle Jeff. Hi, Riverman.
Hey.
I'm just walking home with this fire truck following me. Nothing to see here.
You're more grown up than the last time I saw you. I had to help you up a hill. Now you're leading a fire truck parade?
Yes!
It's not a big deal. It's not a parade. That's not what's happening today. It's just a little time for me to learn a lesson. And if you keep going, I will be confessing that maybe we're all making too much fuss about something that we just should trust. I mean, why do we get so mixed up?
Mixed up.
Do manners keep us in the box? Do manners keep us from having real talks? Do manners keep our hearts all locked? Because if
sounded incredibly smart. Oh, what smart things you say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like
me and your uncle are both gonna join this fire truck parade.
Go!
Do 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 do
do do
march.
I wanna march and make different choices. I wanna march.
All right.
Wanna march.
But it's not a parade. Do matters keep us?
This is a bus route, and this fire truck is moving real slow. Hey, a fire truck goes as fast as it should want to. That's a river rule, you know. Yeah, and also you can't go around a fire truck, so just join the parade. Oh, fine, I guess this bus is joining the parade.
Jeff, jeez, what? Why are there all my second grade teacher, my piano teacher, the kid I used to play basketball with,
hello,
the man who runs the juice store,
hello,
the woman who sews socks?
Hi.
Why are you all marching behind me? This isn't a parade.
We love what you're saying.
We love your message, and it's been so long since this town has had a parade.
I've never seen a young man with such manners.
Well, yeah, it's nice to have manners, just I don't think you should over-worry about manners when other things matter more than manners.
Timmy, what are all these people doing outside of our house? Are you okay? Oh, my God, there's a bandage. You're bleeding. There's a fire truck. What is going on?
Mom, it's okay. Honestly, Mom,
should have called you. It would have been clear. Instead, I was stubborn. And now a parade is here. But I just could have called you to say I was hurt. But I got too stubborn and acted like a big jerk.
Part of growing up is there are choices to make, and you never know which is which. And sometimes you make the wrong choice, and you wish you could switch, but that's part of growing up. And I'm so proud of you, which is why, even though you might want to switch, I have a Nintendo Switch for you.
What a delight.
So much fun.
Remember when she wanted to slide down that pole?
Oh my God.
And you made a squeak sound.
I made a squeak sound. It was so good.
Brian couldn't look because he was going to fall too deeply like in love with you too fast.
I love the idea that a fire department is like very sexy and whenever people go down the pole, everyone else has to not look.
I mean, there is almost nothing sexier, right? Come
yeah.
on. It's very
I feel
sick.
Like it's
I mean,
like,
fire department's like fire like
fire department like
heroic like fit people.
Yeah. Anyone doing anything on a pole is such athleticism.
And so they're so masculine that I felt like I had to be so feminine and bring like muffins to the firehouse for the big heroes that live within.
Sure.
It just felt right.
And they're almost certainly women that work at this fire department too.
Yes, of yes.
And sexy
course.
Men that go down the fire
of
pole.
Course. But they weren't there today to steal the
They weren't
thunder.
In this store. They were there. They were somewhere else.
They're probably on a job.
Honestly,
they were probably doing the work.
They were probably doing the work.
It's not great that this fire department took this fire truck to sort of walk this kid home. I guess we can assume it was a slow day in a small town.
You know, I'd say we almost never unpack the show.
We don't do recaps at the end, but it is sort of great.
All right, let's do a recap rap. Not necessarily about that show.
Just about recaps in general?
Yeah.
Recaps. This is a recap rap. This is a recap rap.
This is a recap rap.
This is a recap rap.
All those things that happen, we're gonna do a recap.
Yeah.
So I was walking down the street and I said, I really want a coffee to drink.
Good.
And then I took that coffee and I poured a little bit out in the sink.
Ooh.
Because there was enough room for cream. Even though I asked for a little bit of room, not to be mean, but there wasn't enough room to cool it down. Now I wanna say that happened yesterday, so I'm telling you about it. Telling you about it later. Because that's the thing that I wanna do. I wanna take that moment and savor. So this is what I did. Next, I put a little cinnamon on the top.
Okay.
Then I thin it up with a little spin so that flavor could drop. Woo!
Recap rap.
Hey!
This is a recap rap.
Come on,
you
now.
You did things and now you took me back with that recap rap.
Recap rap.
This is a recap rap.
Recap rap.
You took me back with that recap
rap.
Okay, yesterday was wild for me, yet didn't know where the day would end. I started out with only having two cats. At the end of the day, I made a brand new friend. Went to a birthday party in a bowling alley. Gonna be fun, gonna go and rally. Was tired, but I went even though it was great. But, oh, look there, I'm in the parking garage. Under, and to my surprise, I hear a little meow. And there's a kitten stuck behind a railing. So over to there, I am sailing. Pry it open with a hammer, sent the cat out. It's got fleas, so many, no doubt. Pull off the fleas with a bunch of tweezers. Too many fleas that I'm like, oh please sir, gotta get medication the next day. Make all of these fleas go away. Long story short, now I got a new cat, and that's a recap.
Rat, cat, rat. Is it a recap rat?
I found a new small cat, and that's a recap rat. Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo. First date in an earthquake.
Okay.
I did it. Reached for his hand and man oh man, it was done. Went ahead and had some drinks and then I ended up staying over for fun.
Yeah.
And then we had a nice time in the morning and he didn't leave too soon.
Okay.
Yeah. We listened to music and wow, it was over the moon. Recap rap.
Yeah.
This is a recap rap. This is a recap rap.
Recap rap.
Over the moon, not leaving too soon. They're both in the room. Have a great time. They're on a date. How did it go? Well, I think it went great. Thank you for giving me the details. Glad that they did not go off of the rails. It was so fun and you had a great time. And you told me and it's blowing my mind. It was so fine. I like to hear it all the time. It's
now,
a recap.
Recap rap.
Can you recap, Zach?
Can I recap Zap when he just rapped your recap?
Yeah.
So Zach liked the part where you went on a date and he liked the date he thinks. And he really liked the part that after the quake you still drank your drinks. Now if I could recap two recaps ago and I could recap Zach, and now you know that Zach found a cat. That's recap of Zach.
Yes.
Can I recap that?
Yes.
When you recap Zach? This is a recap of that. When you recap Zach. Just got a drink early on in the day. Not enough room for creams, as they say. Not being rude, did pour it out. But she wanted the proper coffee, no doubt. Now she has the drink that she wants. Now Jess has a drink she can flaunt. Proper cream, cinnamon too. That is a drink that Jess can do.
Recap that.
Recap
I just recap that.
Recap
that. Thank you, Zach, for that recap rap. We came in this room, yeah we did, and we sat in all of these chairs. And then we started rapping, and then there was a blood on underwear.
Ooh.
That's in the show, and now I know that was a weird thing to say. But we all will recap a recap every moment of the rest of this whole day. We recap that.
I like your
we
table.
We just recap that.
New so table.
So recap that. We just recap that.
Recap rap.
This has been a recap of all of Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
Hi, this is P.F. Paul F. Tompkins. Dang, 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 you know.
This is me,
that's
P.
a recap.
This is me, P.F. Chang.
Did I say that?
No, I did.
I said P.F. Tompkins.
Yeah, which is not wrong.
Yeah, it's just weird. I won't recap that anymore. This has been a recap rap. Oh, this has been. spin-off book, The Improvised Musical.
Mary Hollis and Bowden, thank you so much for doing the show.
What a marvelous wonder, and truly like staring at the sun.
You are incredible. This is a compliment that I'm giving to you. On American Princess, watch it. It's on Lifetime, guys, which you can just watch on the website and
please.
Then find other ways to watch it if you have to.
Amazon Prime, iTunes.
Don't have a barrier for entry when it's not there at all. Watch that show. And also,
where else can the people find you? Yeah,
The Righteous Gemstones will be premiering August 18th on HBO.
HBO.
Ooh. Watch her stare at the sun.
Stare at the sun.
Not really. Not really. Please don't stare at the sun.
But consume her content.
That's what I meant. Thank you, Brett on the fret. Thank you, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Thank you, Dana Wicks on the sticks. Thank you, Erwin Earwolf. Thank you, Karate Bird. Thank you, Male Person Stacy. Thank you, sweet, sleepy babies. Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, as we say at the end of every off book, if you're down and you got a river plan,
then you found yourself
a Riverman! Bye!
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.